failed to comply. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Former President Trump has not appeared before the House January 6th committee after receiving a subpoena from the committee. In a statement, committee chairs Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney said in part, Trump's attorneys have made no attempt to negotiate an appearance of any sort, and his lawsuit parades out many of the same arguments that courts have rejected. Trump filed suit in an attempt to block his testimony earlier this month. This coming as Trump is expected to announce another run for the White House tomorrow night.
It is a coincidence, albeit a fascinating one, that the Republican Governors Association will be opening its annual meeting at the same time and not far away in Orlando, with Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis the star attraction and, in the eyes of some Republicans, a preferred presidential choice.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Members of the House are moving forward with their leadership elections, even though it's not yet known which party will be in the majority.
A senior House Republican leadership source predicts the GOP will hold between 219 and 221 seats. 218 is the magic number, and House Republicans will vote on their leaders by secret ballot Tuesday. Incoming GOP freshman Eric Burleson demands answers before the leadership ballot.
It's sad that we didn't get the, you know, the true red wave.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy could draw an opponent from Freedom Caucus favorite Andy Biggs of Arizona. Other conservatives want to dump McCarthy. Even if McCarthy survives Tuesday, he still must win an outright majority of the entire House in January.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Jay Leno says he's okay, but needs a week or two to get back on his feet after he was burned in a gasoline fire. The cause and time of the fire weren't immediately clear. Leno is known for his car collection housed in a garage in Burbank. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Department of Health and Human Services says seven states are running out of hospital beds and pediatric wards as youth cases of RSV and the flu spike.
Doctors are really concerned about shortages of amoxicillin, Tamiflu, and nebulizers, all very essential for both RSV and the flu. So doctors are worried about those medications. They're also worried about space. Hospitals are struggling to keep up with this increase in cases. But let's talk about amoxicillin. It is one of the most commonly prescribed antibiotics used to treat upper respiratory illnesses and bacterial infections. Another thing families are struggling with, nebulizers. That is a device that is often used with treatments that are common during RSV season because you have lots of kids that have problems with wheezing or bronchiolitis.
Fox's Madison Allworth. The FDA says it's working on the problem. Oral arguments underway today in an antitrust lawsuit between Apple and the Fortnite video game. The battle dates back to August 2020. The suit filed in an attempt to obliterate the walls that have given Apple exclusive control over the iPhone App Store since its inception 14 years ago. A longtime soap opera actor and celebrity father has died.
Veteran soap star John Aniston, the father of Jennifer Aniston, has died at the age of 89. The former Friends actress posted the news on her Instagram Monday. She wrote, "Sweet Papa, John Anthony Aniston, you were one of the most beautiful humans I ever knew. I'm so grateful that you went soaring into the heavens in peace and without pain, and on 11/11, no less. You always had perfect timing." She ended the statement, "Don't forget to visit." Aniston was best known for playing Victor Kyriakis on the hit soap opera Days of Our Lives.
"You know, one day, Philip, you're going to have a child of your own."
Aniston first appeared on the show in 1970.
Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.